Welcome to another deep dive. You know we love to dig into the tech that's shaping the world, and today we're diving into Lime Survey.
And a special shout out to SafeServer for making this deep dive possible.
Absolutely. They're the experts in hosting and digital transformation, and they even offer Lime Survey hosting. If you're looking to navigate the digital world, check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Now, back to Lime Survey.
Okay, surveys. We've all taken them.
Oh, yeah. Tons of them.
But have you ever stopped to think about what goes into making one?
Not really, to be honest.
Well, get ready, because today we're going deep into Lime Survey. We've got documentation, marketing material, the whole shebang.
The goal, to understand not just what this platform is, but why everyone's buzzing about it.
And right off the bat, one thing that caught my eye is that Lime Survey is positioned as a powerful, completely free alternative to some of the big names out there.
Yeah, giants like SurveyMonkey.
Exactly, and free is always a good starting point.
Free is fantastic, especially when you consider that it's open source.
Open source, that's another big one. What does that actually mean for someone who just wants to make a survey?
It means you're not locked in. You have the freedom to customize, to tweak, to make it fit your needs perfectly.
Ah, so it's not just about saving money, it's about having control.
Total control.
Their tagline also mentions unmatched flexibility. Is that just marketing hype?
Surprisingly, it's not. Lime Survey really packs in the features. Unlimited surveys, unlimited questions, support for over 80 languages.
Whoa, unlimited surveys. That alone opens up a world of possibilities.
And get this, over 900 survey templates. They've thought of pretty much everything. Customer satisfaction, academic research, you name it.
900 templates. Talk about having options.
Yeah.
But what if you want to design something completely unique from scratch?
Lime Survey's got you covered there, too. With over 30 question types, you can go way beyond simple multiple choice.
30 question types. That's impressive.
And don't forget about things like skip logic and question branching. Your survey can adapt based on the answers.
Sounds pretty dynamic. Okay, so it's powerful, it's flexible, but who's Lime Survey actually for?
Anyone and everyone who needs to gather information. Small businesses, big corporations, researchers, educators, the list goes on.
So it's not just for tech wizards, anyone can use it.
Absolutely. They've made it super user-friendly, and if you ever get stuck, there's a huge online community ready to help.
That's great, a built-in support system. Speaking of support, I noticed they offer both self-hosting and a hosted option. What's the difference?
Self-hosting gives you the most control, but requires some technical know-how. You're responsible for setup and maintenance.
Makes sense.
The hosted option is a lot simpler. You create an account and start building. Lime Survey takes care of the rest.
So for beginners, hosted is probably the way to go.
Definitely the easiest way to jump in. Plus, there's a free tier to try it out.
Free trial. Love it. Okay, let's say I'm sold on Lime Survey. What are some of those standout features that make it special?
Well, besides the incredible number of question types and templates, there's a feature called Expression Script that lets you create some really complex logic and calculations.
Expression Script. Sounds a bit technical, but interesting.
It is, but it's incredibly powerful. For example, you could create a quiz where different answers have different point values, and Lime Survey can automatically calculate the score.
Ah, so it adds a level of intelligence to the surveys.
Precisely. You can use it for validating responses, personalizing content, even connecting with other systems.
Wow, we've covered a lot. Maybe a quick recap before we move on.
Yeah, good idea.
Lime Survey, powerful, free, open source.
Incredibly flexible, tons of features, and suitable for pretty much everyone.
Whether you choose to self-host or go with the hosted option, it's designed to be user-friendly and deliver valuable insights.
And let's not forget, the vibrant community always there to lend a hand.
Exactly. So if you're looking for a top-notch survey solution without the hefty price tag, Lime Survey is definitely worth checking out.
Now, before we jump into the more advanced stuff.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
One thing that really sets Lime Survey apart is their focus on data security and privacy. They've got features like two-factor authentication.
Now, yeah, keeping those accounts safe.
Exactly. And they also have data encryption to protect all those survey responses.
Especially these days. That's a big deal. You don't want any data breaches.
Nope, not at all. And you know what else? Lime Survey is fully compliant with GDPR.
GDPR. Okay, for those who don't know, what does that mean?
Basically, it means they meet those strict European standards for data privacy. So you know your data is being handled responsibly.
So whether you're collecting sensitive information or just doing a fun poll, you're good to go.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of different types of surveys, one of the things I love about Lime Survey is how much you can customize the look and feel.
Oh, right. They talk about on-brand surveys. What does that really mean, though? Is it just adding your logo?
It's way more than that. Think colors, fonts, even custom CSS if you want to get fancy. You can make those surveys match your brand perfectly. Ah, so it's a truly branded experience, not just a generic template.
Right. And you know what? That can make a huge difference in how people respond to your surveys.
It's all about making a good first impression, right?
Absolutely. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about actually getting started with Lime Survey. For someone brand new, what are the first steps?
Yeah, good question. Where do you even begin?
Well, first things first, you got to decide. Self-hosting or the hosted option? We talked about that earlier.
Right, right. Tech-savvy folks might go for self-hosting.
Yep. And if you choose that route, you'll need to download the software and install it on your server. But don't worry, they have detailed documentation to walk you through it step by step.
Sounds like a bit of a project. What about the hosted option?
Oh, that's super easy. You just create an account on their website and you're good to go.
Easy peasy.
Plus, there's that free tier we mentioned, so you can test it out before committing to a paid plan.
Always a good idea to try before you buy. But let's say I'm ready. I've set up my account. I'm ready to create my first survey. What next? Well, once you're logged in, you'll see the survey builder interface. And trust me, this is where the fun begins.
Ooh, fun. I like it.
It's a drag and drop interface, super easy to use, add questions, rearrange them, customize the layout, all that good stuff.
Drag and drop. I love a good visual interface.
And don't forget about those 900 plus templates. You can pick one that's close to what you need and tweak it from there.
That saves so much time. You don't have to start from scratch every time.
Exactly. And when you're adding those questions, Lime Survey has tons of different question types to choose from. It's not just multiple choice. You can get really creative.
Right. We talked about all those options before. Image choices, ranking questions, Likert scales, all that jazz.
And of course, you can add in those advanced features we mentioned earlier, like skip logic and question branching. Really make those surveys interactive.
Okay. So I've got my questions all laid out, added some logic. Now what? How do I actually get people to take my survey?
Oh, Lime Survey makes sharing a breeze. You can generate a public link, share it on social media, email it out, even embed it on your website.
Pretty standard stuff for online surveys.
Yeah, but they also have some more advanced options like closed access surveys.
Closed access? What's that?
So with closed access, only people with a special invitation or a password can take your survey.
Ah, I see. So if you need to be really specific about who's responding.
Exactly. Great for things like employee feedback or sensitive research. Adds an extra layer of control.
Right. Makes sense. And speaking of data, you know, sometimes we forget about what happens after people have responded.
Oh, yeah. What do you do with all that data?
Exactly. What kind of tools does Lime Survey offer for analyzing the results?
Well, they've got some pretty powerful built-in tools right there in the platform.
Oh, nice.
You can see responses in real time, generate charts and graphs, even export the data if you want to analyze it elsewhere.
So you're not just collecting data, you're actually able to make sense of it, draw conclusions.
Exactly. They've got tools for everything from simple counts to some pretty fancy statistical analysis.
That's really helpful. It's all in one place.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about how Lime Survey handles everything from building your survey to analyzing the data. But let's circle back to the community aspect for a minute.
Yeah, you mentioned that before, the community support. How can that actually help people? Give us some examples.
Sure. Let's say you're trying to do something a bit more complex, like using that expression script to create a custom scoring system.
Right. Getting a bit fancy.
Instead of struggling alone, you can hop onto the Lime Survey forums, ask for help. There are tons of people who've been there, done that.
So it's like tapping into the collective wisdom of the Lime Survey community.
Exactly. And honestly, they're super responsive, really helpful. You'll get the answers you need.
That's fantastic. So it's not just about troubleshooting. It's about learning from others, sharing tips and tricks.
Totally. You can discover new ways to use features, find pre-built templates. It's really valuable.
I love that collaborative aspect of open source. You're not just using software, you're part of a community.
It's true. And you know, as we're talking about community and collaboration, it reminded me of something really interesting that Lime Survey offers.
Ooh, tell me more.
It's called the Remote Control API. Now, this is getting a bit technical.
Oh boy, here we go.
But basically, it lets you interact with Lime Survey from other applications using code.
Okay, so for us non-coders, break that down a bit.
Think of it as controlling Lime Survey remotely. You could, for example, write a script that automatically creates a new survey in Lime Survey based on information from another system.
Ah, okay, so like automating things, connecting Lime Survey to other parts of your workflow.
You got it. And that's where things get really interesting. You can integrate Lime Survey into your existing processes, trigger surveys automatically, pull the data back into your systems for analysis.
Next level stuff. But I gotta admit, I'm not a coder. Is this just for developers?
Well, you do need some coding skills to use the API effectively. But the good news is Lime Survey has great documentation and examples to help you get started.
And if all else fails, there's always that awesome community to turn to.
Always. They're a goldmine of knowledge. Someone out there has probably done what you're trying to do.
That's reassuring. It's amazing how much power and flexibility you get with a free platform like this.
I know, right? It really challenges the idea that you have to pay a fortune for high-quality software.
It's a testament to the power of open source, that's for sure.
Absolutely. When you have a passionate community working together, great things can happen.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of Lime Survey. We've covered so much ground, from the basics to the more advanced features, the community, and the potential for integration.
It's been great.
I'm really impressed with what Lime Survey offers.
Me too. And, you know, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, it's worth taking a moment to think about the bigger picture here.
Okay, I'm listening. We live in a world that's driven by data. Businesses, organizations, researchers, they're all trying to understand what's going on, make informed decisions, and tools like Lime Survey are making that easier than ever.
That's a great point. It's not just big corporations that can gather data anymore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyone can use Lime Survey to collect and analyze data. It's empowering.
I love that. It's exciting to think about the potential impact, not just for businesses, but for individuals, for communities.
It's the beauty of open source, right? It levels the playing field.
Absolutely. Well said. This has been a truly inspiring conversation. And a quick reminder to our listeners, if you need help with hosting Lime Survey or navigating the digital world, be sure to check out our sponsor, SafeServer.
You can find them at www.safeserver.de. They're the experts.
Now, before we move on, I think it's time for a little challenge for our listeners.
Ooh, a challenge. I like it.
Given everything we've learned about Lime Survey's flexibility and potential.
Yes.
What are some unconventional, unexpected ways that this tool could be used? Ooh, that's a good one. Think outside the box, folks.
We're really curious to hear your ideas.
Share them with us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going.
All right. That wraps up this part of our Lime Survey deep dive. Stay tuned for more insights and discussions. That's a great challenge. It really makes you think beyond just, you know, the typical uses for surveys.
Right. We tend to think, oh, market research, but Lime Survey can do so much more.
It really is like a Swiss Army knife of data collection. You can use it for community engagement, for gathering feedback on policy proposals.
Exactly. Or even citizen science projects. Think about that. Gathering data from volunteers all over the world, contributing to actual research.
Now that you mention it, I remember reading about a research project that used a platform like Lime Survey to study bird migration.
Really?
Yeah. Volunteers could submit sightings through a custom survey, and the researchers ended up with this huge data set.
Wow. That's amazing.
It would have been impossible to collect that much data using traditional methods.
And think about it, because Lime Survey supports so many languages, you can reach a global audience, get insights from all over the world.
That's huge. Breaking down those geographical barriers.
It opens up so many possibilities. And, you know, speaking of breaking down barriers, what about the potential for education?
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Teachers could use Lime Survey to create interactive quizzes, gather student feedback, even conduct class-wide research projects.
Instead of those boring old paper surveys.
Right. Make it engaging. Make it fun. And it introduces students to real-world research methods.
I love it. It's so adaptable. It really shows how powerful and flexible Lime Survey is.
And you know, all this talk about unconventional uses, it reminds us to think outside the box.
Right.
We often get stuck in these traditional ways of thinking about tools, but innovation comes from challenging those assumptions.
It's like looking at something familiar from a whole new angle.
Yeah.
Suddenly you see all these possibilities.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, don't be afraid to experiment with Lime Survey. Push the boundaries, explore the features, see what you can create.
That's a great message. This deep dive has been incredible. We've gone from the basics of Lime Survey to some really thought-provoking ideas.
It's been fun.
More than just a survey platform, it's a tool that can empower individuals, organizations, communities.
In so many ways.
And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer, for supporting this deep dive.
If you're looking for help with hosting Lime Survey or just navigating the digital world in general, Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
They're the experts.
All right, that brings us to the end of our Lime Survey deep dive. We hope you're feeling inspired.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.